Hello, I want to share the word of God with you, and my Bible verse is going to be taken from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. And it says, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Amen. This Bible is trying to tell us that whosoever can be you, whosoever can be me. So whosoever can shall say unto this mountain. You have to choose. You made that choice. I'm going to say to this mountain, what is the mountain before you? Is it sickness? Is it affliction? Is it lack? Is it poverty? Is it a wayward child? Is it an unemployment? Is it racism? Whatever it is that seems like a mountain to you, as you can say to it, be removed and be thou cast to the sea. In other sense, you are saying, this difficulty, I don't want to see you again. And there is a condition for it to move. There's a condition for that situation, that you've that bad situation to come to an end. That's, do not doubt in your heart. But you have to believe that those things which you said shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you said. And that's an assurance from God. If Jesus is speaking, doesn't he speak of himself? So it's God that is speaking to you. So this is an assurance in just our spoken words, that when we say to that difficult situation, when we say to that thing that seems so difficult and so hard, be that removed and be that cast into the sea. And we do not doubt in our heart, but believe that what we say will come to pass. It will come to pass. And the word of God, this is what God said. If God cannot lie, his word cannot lie. If he say it, that's it. This is an assurance we have as a child of God. So the thing is that we might look at this situation too big and too difficult. But God's word says, say to that mountain, be thou removed. It will obey you because there is power in your tongue. There is creative force in your tongue. There is creative ability in your tongue. But God said, do not doubt. That's faith. Even by faith, Abraham became righteous because he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So you are going to trust in God and say, what I say is going to come to pass, because this is what God was said. God is giving us a formula. This is it. How to move this mountain. Just speak that word. Speak that word. Do not doubt in your heart. Things might be coming to your head. How is it possible? But within you, in your heart, do not doubt. I know that God is able. I pray that the word of God be effort fruit in our hearts. I pray that God bless his word in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you've listened to this, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. And if you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the time for you to do that. Pray this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come and be the God of my life. I know that you died for me, and on the third day you resurrected. I ask for your mercy. I ask for forgiveness in any way I've sinned. I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. You are now a Christian, and I believe that there is rejoicing in heaven because you are saved. God bless you, and keep listening to this podcast. You can share with friends and loved ones, and just share this with other people so that people can be touched and listen to this podcast. I love you. God bless you.